WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, you know what I mean? It's time for another edition of Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We are getting on the road to Payback, which means we're setting things up as only best as they can. The Judgment Day is still kicking ass and maybe having an additional member. We'll talk about it. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and that's Lindsay Ward.
You know, I have to admonish the internet wrestling community for something. And it's in regards to Becky and Trish. The match hadn't been over 5 minutes when I saw a headline that said, Becky and Trish Stratus ends in disappointing manner. It's like, good God, y'all. They're probably not even at the back yet. And you're already talking shit about it? Like, damn. I didn't think it was disappointing, but that's just me.
Welcome to the internet. It's the best way to put it. Welcome to the internet. One thing that happened on the show was the matchup that people have been waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks for is Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus one-on-one with Zoe Stark Band from ringside, and it ended in a double countout, and then they just started brawling everywhere, and then Zoe Stark got involved, and it became a whole entire mess.
I mean, I can see why people did not like the double countout. Like, that's fine. But did you really think that one was going to pin the other? Do you really think that this isn't potentially going to WrestleMania at some point, that they're going to probably cool it off?
No,
and then build it back up again?
I wouldn't think they're cooling it off. I think, I have a hunch. Wait for it.
Waiting.
Becky Lynch, who was the one who got attacked by Trish and Zoe and got left laying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will be looking for it and wait for it. Payback.
Don't they have a pay-per-view named that?
Imagine that. And because Adam Pearce said the next time they do the match, it will be inside a steel cage, one would assume that it would happen at Payback.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just think if you add all it together, that's probably what will happen. Just call it a hunch. That way Zoe can't get involved and everything will be okay. But, you know,
not with that attitude, she can't.
When has a steel cage actually stopped any from actually getting into a cage? They made a Hell in a Cell with a roof saying people can't get in. Guess what?
They can get in.
People get in. It really hasn't stopped anyone from doing so. But yeah, the match itself was good up until the finish where everyone got upset because it was a double counter. But guess what? You were also the same people who were upset that they did it on the Raw. So now that they're pushing it to the premium live event to give you the full payoff of Payback, you're getting everything you wanted and then some. So you're getting to see them wrestle, and then you're getting to see them wrestle some more. So,
I mean, are they really getting everything they want and then some? Are they
I think they're getting that and then some, yes.
I mean, are we sure?
I think we are sure. Speaking of the women, it was Rhea Ripley and Indy Hartwell in a non-title match. Indy tried to hold her own against Rhea Ripley, but Rhea Ripley is Rhea Ripley, and she left her down and out for the 1-2-3. Candice tried to get involved, and well, she had a little success, but Rhea still is dominant.
I mean, it would say that, you know, Candice and Indy need to find a way to get to the tag titles, but I don't want anything to happen to them, so I would say no, find a way to not get to those tag team titles. But yeah, I mean, it was good to see Indy.
It's good to see Indy on Monday Night Raw. She's back and healthy, and that's good for everyone involved. Speaking of the tag team titles in the women's division, we got some clarity on this show. As Chelsea was complaining to the manager, Adam Pearce, we found out that, you know, she wants to know if she was holding auditions, and it's been great on Twitter. If you haven't followed Chelsea on Twitter, follow her. She's been retweeting a bunch of things because she's been doing Chelsea's Got Talent, and everyone's been sending in clips. Which is fantastic. But the auditions ended when Piper Niven, who interrupted when Kaden and Katana were in there, she took the belt, said it's hers now. She's the new partner. I'm cool with it. Piper will work well, and it's good to see Piper back on Monday Night Raw.
She's been missed.
She has been. So it's like it's a pecking order thing. Now they needed someone to fill a slot, and here she is, which is good.
Which is very good.
So let's talk about Imperium, shall we?
You can't break them up, okay? You just can't. The other two need Gunther. No, all like full respect to both of them, but they need him, especially the bald one, because he just doesn't talk.
So he doesn't talk ever. Gunther was focusing on Chad Gable and said he was really impressed with his victory last week. He said Gable's a former Olympian and might be the best athlete in the company that has to offer, but it's ridiculous to think that Gable will be able to defeat him. So we got some shoosh involved, and his name Gable and Otis and Maxine came to the ring. Gable recalled being lasting 5 minutes with Gunther and said now Gunther is on the clock because he's just weeks away from becoming the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion. Gable said the only thing that stands in his way is a guy who's been working for this opportunity for 10 years. Gable said Vincey to get in the ring and teach him a few lessons. Kaiser and Gable were ready. Kaiser said Vincey would embarrass Gable just as he embarrassed Gable's freak friend Otis last week. He then started talking about Maxine Dupri, who will eventually understand that she should be surround herself with the European elegance. Kaiser said Alpha Academy is a sinking ship. He said he was reaching out for his hand out to her and said she could either let him save her or have a 360-pound anchor drag her down. Maxine then slapped Kaiser across the face.
I
think he does like it a little bit, and Gable did. Thank you. As it was Gable and Giovanni Vinci was Chad Gable getting la victory. Good stuff.
And Gunther was none too happy about it.
Which led to Gunther versus Otis. Otis, give me more, give me longer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is how you use Otis, right here. This is how you use him, because Gunter can't use a lot of his weapons that he normally can against smaller opponents, and while Otis is shorter than Gunter, he's got him on the way to apartment.
Yeah, it is.
And so Gunter can't quite, you know, do his Gunterness, get Gunter-y in his Gunterness. I don't know how else to say that. So yeah, do this again. Please do this again.
Give me more of that, and then some. So Matt Riddle was looking for a tag team partner. He found one, Drew McIntyre. So it was Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle taking on the Viking Raiders. McIntyre and Riddle got the win. Good match.
This is a weird pairing.
It is a weird pairing. And then Riddle's talking to McIntyre about becoming the WWE Tag Team Champions. New Day were backstage, and they heard all about it. And Riddle wished Kingston a happy birthday. Kingston said it takes more than winning one match to be ready to become the WWE World Tag Team Champions. Kingston then challenged Drew and Riddle to a match next week, and maybe the winner will get a shot at the tag team titles here in the near future. I'm here for that.
I'm totally here for that.
Riddle and McIntyre versus the New Day.
I mean, okay. I can think of many, many, many worse things, but that is not one of them.
That is indeed not one of them. We had Shinsuke Nakamura in the ring. Cole asked Nakamura why he attacked Seth Rollins last weekend, and we all knew it's simple. I want the world title. Cole asked Nakamura if he needed to kick Rollins in the head to get it. He said he spoke in some Japanese and then said he will win the world heavyweight title. Out came the world heavyweight champion Seth Rollins. Rollins then welcomed everyone to Monday Night Rollins. Rollins then talked about Nakamura for playing it to perfection last week. You set me up and you knocked me out. He questioned whether it's really about the World Heavyweight Championship while adding that he's not hard to find and he's a fighting champion. Rollins asked, said all Nakamura had to do was ask if he won a shot at the World Heavyweight title. Rollins said he didn't ask, so now everyone's wondering why he did what he did. Rollins said he's less concerned with why Nakamura kicked him in the face and more concerned with how he can get even. Rollins said he has a surprise for Nakamura. You win, was this what he said. He added that the best way to get what he wants is to give Nakamura what he wants. He challenged, set him up for a challenge. Nakamura accepted. They will meet for the World Heavyweight title. Rollins told Nakamura to name the time and the place that he would be there to kick his ass. Told Nakamura to grow a set, shake his hand and leave the ring so the fans could sing his song. Shook hands. They smiled. Nakamura pulled Rollins in. Rollins looked confused and then ate a Kinshasa from Shinsuke Nakamura.
This was good. This was really, really, really good. I think the one thing I liked was the black and the white where Seth is out there in this very transparent, see-through, lacy sort of look, basically standing there in his underwear. And then you have Shinsuke who's completely covered head to toe in black.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sort of I don't want to call it a suit because it wasn't quite a suit, but he had like a suit jacket on kind of thing. He had like a blazer on. And just the juxtaposition between the two was really, really good to just do that basic level of good guy versus bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Shinsuke's got such style to him, especially as a heel, where he's just playing that cool, I could give a fuck kind of sort of vibe.
Yeah.
It just works.
It does work.
Just so works because Seth kind of sort of feeds off of, you know, getting in people's heads and revving them up and getting them to do things that he wants to do. And Shinsuke's like, nope, we're not playing that game.
Indeed. Speaking of not playing games, Miz was backstage being interviewed and he said he verbally toured down LA Knight last week and proved that he's better than him on a mic. Saxon brought up Miz shook Knight's hand, which Miz didn't deny. Miz asked Saxon if he thought Knight was somebody after he beat Top Dollar. Saxon said, yeah, Miz was upset about it. Said next week he will beat someone bigger, faster, stronger, and more dominant than anyone that Knight has ever faced in his entire career. Miz said he might show up even on SmackDown. Or maybe he won't. So we're building a little feud between LA Knight and the Miz. Works for me.
Okay. I mean, it's two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
Very much two sides of the same coin. So let's see what they do with this, because this should be highly entertaining just for mouthpieces alone.
Indeed. So Monday Night Raw opened with Rhea Ripley and the Judgment Day and saying, see, things haven't gone their way. Damian Priest says Balor should have walked out of SummerSlam as a champion. Damian also added they should have won their match last week. Priest said they will dictate what happens as long as he holds the briefcase for Money in the Bank. He added that Balor would dominate Cody tonight, but Balor should also be the one saying it, but he's not here. The person in the image for the first time chatter, his name is Rhea Ripley, who we're talking about. Damian Priest added that, like I mentioned, he would dominate Cody. Priest said that Balor should be saying that himself, but he wasn't here. He told viewers to not get twisted and they said they weren't breaking up, but again, he should be here. We're here. Where's Finn Balor? He asked. This brought out J.D. McDonough, of all people. Priest told McDonough to be very careful what he's about to say. Priest put over the Judgment Day, asked if he could enter, or I should say, JD put them over. He said he has a message from Finn Balor, who told him not to worry about the real targets of Cody Rhodes and Sami Zayn. Or to worry about them, I should say. Rhea told him, don't take orders from anyone, especially people who were not part of Judgment Day. Dom was trying to speak, and then, thanks CJJ for the follow.
Thank you!
They said they had things locked down. Dom said he just found out that Canada is part of North America, meaning he's the champion of this dump? McDonough said he meant no disrespect and was just delivering a message. Rhea told McDonough to tell Balor that they need to talk. This brought out Sami Zayn, who went right after JD McDonough. And this is what led to JD McDonough versus Sami Zayn. Good matchup that they had. With Sami getting the win, Finn was at ringside for a little bit as well. We'll stop right there. So JD's getting involved, huh?
JD's getting involved, and he's getting involved in a somewhat odd way, I would say. Like, out of all the ways that he would get involved, I wasn't quite sure, but they're almost painting him as the leader, which is weird.
It feels that way. Like, he's being put in a position where maybe he's the one leading or putting thoughts in Finn's mind of some sort and sort of playing.
Guiding him?
Maybe he's guiding him.
Like, I mean, you know, we all need a little help from our friends every once in a great while, but like, this is just, I don't, And I don't mean to knock JD McDonagh. It's just he's kind of been like a non-starter. So could it be that JD McDonagh is going to be the one that gets Finn Balor out of the Judgment Day, as we saw with Edge, where he was sort of ousted unceremoniously by Finn Balor from the Judgment Day? Could JD McDonagh then do the same for Finn? Because Finn, out of everybody, Finn has not been succeeding. He's had several shots at the title. He hasn't been able to get it. He wasn't able to get Money in the Bank. He wasn't able to really do much of anything, whereas all of his other cohorts have succeeded. They have gold or accolades to their name. Finn does not. Like, the one thing was the match with Seth where, you know, justice was supposed to be served and he's supposed to avenge losing his title from 7 years ago. And he failed. And the Judgment Day is kind of having to carry Finn a little bit. So could JD be there to help, or is he ultimately there to hurt? All I know is Damian Priest does not trust him. He's like, what are you doing here?
So there was a little friction backstage, and they want JD to stay out Judgment Day business. So it was Cody and Finn in your main event, a hell of a main event, that ended with Cody Rhodes getting the win after a botched interference from Damian Priest, who slid the briefcase in, but Cody got it before Finn could, knocked out Finn, knocked out Damian. Then the beatdown started. Everyone was attacking Cody. Sammy made the save, and there's a beatdown on them. Then JD McDonagh came in the ring, attacked Sami Zayn from behind. And then he started directing orders to Damian and Finn, and they sort of took some shine to it, and they just laid out both Sami Zayn, who got put through a table, and then Cody Rhodes got laid out multiple times with a coup de grace. Interesting way to end Monday Night Raw with the Judgment Day. Now maybe he's not trying to pull Finn out. Maybe Finn's trying to pull him in and make JD the leader or the guider of the Judgment Day.
Maybe. All I know is this is a much better use of JD McDonagh than the douchebag whatever gimmick he was doing before. So I applaud this wholeheartedly. If this is going to make use of him, then do the thing.
Yeah, because they were going to use him for a little bit and then that stalled out and now we are back at it again. Be interesting to see what happens. We talked about it a bunch on Thursday and now they've added another twist to it, so it should be really interesting going forward what happens with the Judgment Day. But we're leading the payback at the beginning of September, so we're only a couple weeks out. We got a couple matches that we're looking forward to seeing, but things will start to get taking shape, and we'll talk more about it Thursday on The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes. We'll have a discussion topic. All the things. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, it's Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern with no intern, because he has to work.
Boo!
He's a glutton for punishment.
He is.
But CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GreatTheBait.com, Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio. I think we will have part of the crew, but probably no Keishi, but probably an intern on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for our Raw post show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, X. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kirk or Rocktuck or
Linz M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shopper, Epic Game Store. Wahahai.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linz Ward, where tomorrow evening, around 10 or 11 p.m. Eastern, whenever they drop it, I will be logging into Genshin to preview and play the brand new region of Fontaine. That's right, everybody. We are going to fake France. So get your baguettes, get your croissants, get your berets, get your scarves, or whatever the heck you wear in France. But get all your French things, because we are going to fake France and Genshin Impact. So tune in tomorrow night, 10, 11. Follow me on Twitter to get notified of when I'm going live. For that, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinzWard, linzward.rackradioshow.com, or just look for Linz Ward on the YouTubes. And you can follow me on TikTok at LinzWard0, because Linz Ward was not available. But do the thing. like, subscribe, ring the bell, follow, all the things. Thank you.
More content coming eventually here to twitch.tv/WTOLive. And wherever you get your podcast, just search the Wild Talk Radio Network, Rec Radio Show. Anyway, this has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rec. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.